occurs. They're still doing studies on this, okay? So just keep that in mind, that the linens of the mummies appear to be much younger than the actual mummies themselves by 300 to 600 years. Fourth, there's been studies at the University of Texas on microorganisms that have been found on the shroud. They've been taken off the shroud, cultivated, and it's been shown that there's bacteria and fungi on the shroud which affect carbon-14 readings by at least 300 years. Fifth, the sample taken was from the most contaminated area of the shroud. And in recent years, just last year in France, a paper was shown with super magnification of the shroud showing that the area that they took the single sample site from was an area which had a different weave pattern than the other areas on the shroud, which would point to the fact that this area of the shroud that they took the sighting was most likely rewoven during the Middle Ages. Maybe because it was starting to fray that this area was rewoven. So there is a different weave pattern that's been proven from that area of the carbon-14 test, that sample, than the rest of the shroud. And sixth, another reason why we should hold that carbon-14 dating into question is if the shroud is authentic and if it was made, if the image was made by the burst of light, heat, radiation that came from our Lord's body at the moment of the resurrection, this oxidized the shroud. And that's how the image is on there. Basically, it's a scorch. It's a burn image on the shroud. There's no pigments. There's no paint. It's a scorch. Just like if he took an iron and left it on a handkerchief, you know, it would burn the image and would make it the handkerchief dark brown in that area. Well, that's what it was like for the. That's how the image was made on the shroud. That's been shown that it's from the oxidation of the linen fibrils on the shroud. Of course, the scientists aren't saying it was made from the resurrection. Some of them are, but some of them basically feel they don't know how this image got there. Nobody's been able to reproduce the image, and yet they're saying that it was made perhaps by a 13th century forger. So if the image was made by the resurrection, this burst of radiation, almost like a little explosion of light, heat, and radiation, that also would affect a carbon-14 reading that would be given off from the linen. Okay, so those are just six reasons why many scientists have rejected the carbon dating as giving us false results. Now let's go into some of the scientific support for the authenticity of the shroud. Now let me mention some of the qualities of the shroud that would point towards its authenticity. The first one is the fact that the shroud has photographic negative qualities, which means that if you look at the shroud with the naked eye, what you're seeing is a photographic negative. When Secundo Pio photographed the shroud for the first time in 1898, when he looked at his negative plates, he saw a positive image. Now, it's possible, and of course the explanation of how the shroud is a photographic negative is because of the burst of radiation that came out of our Lord's body at the moment of the resurrection. And you can actually see, I've seen photographs of Hiroshima after the atomic bomb was dropped. If somebody was walking along the side of a building like this, when the bomb went off, of course they were completely, they were killed instantly. But you know what was on the back of the wall? A photographic negative. Because in a sense, their shadow was flashed onto this wall by that burst of an explosion. And so scientists, some of them feel that the resurrection would have caused this particular photographic negative image on the shroud. Secondly, the shroud has been tested by 3D computer graphic technology. Remember in the 1970s, you had the Voyager spacecraft going up, and it would take images of Mars and other planets, and then they could put it, these images under a VP8 image analyzer, and you could actually see the three-dimensionality of a particular image. What they decided to do was place a photograph of the shroud underneath a three-dimensional image analyzer to see what would happen. See, if you had a regular photograph, let's say if I took a photograph of this room,